Audio.
Zdravo cross ekipi in vsem poslušalcem širom cross teritorija. V ljubljanskem cross prispevku vse tokrat posvečamo mini festivalu Bolivija 1952, ki se v četrtek 10. aprila odvil v Menzi pri Koritu na Metelkovi. V okviru tega dogodka so se pred preširno razpoloženo publiko predstavili trije bendi, italijanski Fuzz Orchestra, ki so predstavili strukturno raznolik hibrid noiza, psihedelične limonade in posnetkov s prasketajočih gramofonskih plošč, avstrijski emo-core mladinci Jacuzzi's Attempt, vrhunec večera pa je bil rezerviran za japonsko ekstremno noise atrakcijo Zeni Geva. Pred koncertom se je z njimi v radijskem studiju pogovarjal sodelavec Goran.
Zdravo, I'm KK Nul Kazuyuki Shino, the leader of Zeni Geva.
Mm-hmm. Hey. My name is Mitsuru Tabata, the guitarist from Zeni Geva.
Mm-hmm. I'm Yoshida Tatsuya. Drummer from Ruins.
This is not your first time in this studio. You were here before, I think.
Yeah, actually, yes, my second time here.
Uh-huh. The first time was with your solo project?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was here as KK Nul.
Mm-hmm. You once said that you like touring in the Europe the most, compared even to Japan or America. Is this still so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about Europe that you like the most, maybe?
Because practically I can make money here. I can't make money in Japan. Yeah, I think I'm not famous in Japan.
and you're famous in Europe, or
yeah,
it seems so. Yes. So you tour quite a bit. Is Tokyo still important for you? Do you play in Tokyo a lot?
No, I mean, to myself, I hardly play in Tokyo. But these two guys play a lot
in Tokyo.
In Tokyo, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Western perception of Japanese music is that there is a scene for basically any kind of music in Japan.
So much.
I have no idea. This.
So the crowd is much is many as
the crowd is bigger.
Too many clubs in Tokyo, too many shows every day.
You do a solo project which is more focused on electronic music, and then with Zenigeva, which is more rock oriented. So does the audience change?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my problem. It's audience choice.
Yeah. But you see the audience change. I mean,
yeah, sometimes you know, someone likes both. Someone like KKNU, but someone don't like Zenigeva.
Where do you see similarities between stuff you do as KKNAL and stuff you do with Zenigeva?
I simply say loudness, harshness.
Extreme music. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. The difference is not electro music or rock music. It's a solo or band. The difference is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is the only change that you see as a musician? Just that you perform solo and...
Yeah, because when I play solo, I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. So it's like I create everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you play in the band, you are a part of the band.
Right.
And you have to sometimes compromise. So it's not the same at all.
Mm-hmm. So maybe a question for all three: how can you stay innovative in rock music? Innovative. How can you stay innovative in rock music? Because the usual perception is that it's easier in to be innovative in electronic music because it's a newer genre and it hasn't been explored as much as rock music. So how is it possible still to be innovative in rock music?
The important thing is not style, electronic or rock. Mm-hmm. The important thing is if it's unique or if it is creative. Mm-hmm. So it's not. Of course, you know, we use many technologies, but it's just two. So important thing is who use this. Mm-hmm. Technology.
Zenigeva in komad Dead Sun Rising.
Oh.
you put out a new album as KK Nale recently called Oxygen Flash. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about why this title, Oxygen Flash?
Because a long time ago I made an album called Helium Flash. Mm-hmm. It's a term of cosmophysics, mm-hmm. you know. So just kind of I want a similar title, and mm-hmm. it sounds good, Oxygen Flash.
So you just decided. So before you start recording, do you know what direction you want to go in, either solo or with band?
Yeah. I always want to create music to just like a universe, cosmos. Mm-hmm. Before we go to studio, we got the idea mm-hmm. and some basic idea about tunes. Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we say a few words on your influences. Was it the same influences for your solo project and your band? Or?
My first big influence was Carpenters mm-hmm. and Beatles.
After quite some time, Yoshida Tatsuya returned on drums. You worked with the band in the beginning. What changed over the years?
I don't remember when we did Ringa. Mm-hmm. It's a long time ago.
Or maybe just one last question. Do you have something to say to our listeners who will attend your gig tonight, maybe?
Oh, just enjoy. And don't smoke in front of me, please.
Okay.
No smoking, please.
Za tokratni Cross Radio je to vse, v njem smo poslušali ne preveč zgovorne glasbenike iz japonskega benda Zeni Geva, z njimi se je pred njihovim koncertom v Menzi pri Koritu pogovarjal Goran, prispevek pa sem pripravil Božidar. Do naslednjič, čao!
Cross Radio.